children that is also a message for you. And I would like to be more, you know, where I can see them, and they can see me, and they can see Wilhelmina. This is Wilhelmina. So if any of you would like to come up and join me. Any of you? Anybody? No, come on. Hi, Sky. Good to see you. You guys ready? Okay. All right, so Wilhelmina likes to tell stories, doesn't she? Remember, she likes to tell stories? Okay. Well, how you doing, Wilhelmina? Okay, I know you're excited about what day it is tomorrow, and I know that you are ready to tell some more of your story. Is that right? Okay. So what I'm wondering is, are you going to tell some story this year? You're going to want me to tell it? Okay. Wilhelmina is very, very shy. I've been spending quite a lot of time trying to get her to tell her own story, but she just doesn't want to see it or do it. So, what are you looking at? Huh? Who is that? You get the other sheep for me? Who is that? Oh my gosh, you can hold him. That is Mortimer. Mortimer? That's a fun name. You never said anything about Mortimer before. Okay, so Mortimer, is this somebody that you know? Okay, you know him. How do you know him? Oh, okay. He's a cousin of yours, a distant cousin, right? All right. So Mortimer, do you want to share your story tonight a little bit? I think your story is a little bit different from Wilhelmina's. What do you think? Make him say no. You want me to do it, right? There you go. She catches on quick. Okay. Just a little bit? No? Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll just mosey right along, and maybe I can figure out, you can kind of tell me, and I'll listen, and maybe I can figure out the story and then tell it. How's that sound? Cool? Okay. And I thought I didn't have to preach tonight. Okay. So Wilhelmina says that Mortimer has quite a story to tell. And now let's remember, those of you who don't know Wilhelmina, that her great, 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 some greats, however greats she have, grandmother had a story that she told, and we've heard it before. And it was about when Wilma was a wee little lamb. Wilma was her great, 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 great grandmother. Wilma was a wee little lamb, and a bright star appeared and lighted up the sky so it felt like daylight. And there were angels, and the angels told the shepherds to follow the star. And the star appeared, and it was so bright that all the shepherds began to follow. And that sounded like a pretty dumb idea to Wilma, because she didn't have any reason to leave the flock, but she was a little curious, and so she went on to Bethlehem hiding so the shepherds wouldn't catch her. So we remember that, and Wilhelmina saw the baby and saw the mother and saw the dad and all the animals, and she, remember what you did? I know, that was so funny. She tip-hoofed. See, sheep don't have toes. They can't tiptoe. Okay. And she saw the baby, and she was filled with great joy. And so, since Mortimer's here, shall we tell some of Mortimer's story? Okay, all right. Tell me how to start. Okay, I'm going to do it this time, but just like Wilhelmina, you got to start practicing, okay? Okay. So, do you want to hold, Sky, do you want to hold Wilhelmina? You love, Wilhelmina loves Sky. Okay. So, Wilhelmina, like I say, you've got to learn to not be so shy. All right? Yeah, right. Okay. So your great-great-great-great-grandfather was a cousin of Wilhelmina's great-great-great-great-grandmother. Is that right? Okay. Got it right. I don't know how many greats. Enough. And what was his name? Millwood. I never heard of a sheep named Millwood before, but it's an interesting. I like it. I think it's very cool. So Millwood was sleeping one day, and he had a dream. He was quite a dreamer. And when he had this dream, in the dream, an angel appeared to him. And the angel told him that he was going to see the beautiful stars in the sky, and that he was going to be going to Bethlehem to see something special. I know. He said, Bethlehem? Why would I go to Bethlehem? I am perfectly happy right here in Galilee. But the angel told Millwood that it was important that he go, and it was important that he listen, because it was something that God was asking him to do. So, the angel said, when it's time, you'll know, and you'll be ready to venture to Bethlehem. Okay, so now, the thing of this is despite his shyness and nerdiness, and yes, Millwood, not you, Mortimer, I know you're cool. Millwood was a bit of a nerd. True story. And very shy. And in spite of all his shyness and nerdiness, Millwood decided that he should listen to the angel. And he had lots of dreams. And he had the feeling that he was supposed to tell his dreams to the other sheep. But he was too scared. Because, see, the other sheep made fun of him because he was a nerd. So he was a little worried about sharing that, because it made him a little bit nervous that people would make fun of him. So why should a nerdy sheep have something important to say? Well, because God told him that he had something important to say. And one night he was outside and he looked up at the stars, and there were so many of them. And then right there in the midst of the stars was the angel that he saw in his dream. This time, he didn't say, Bethlehem? He said, Bethlehem. And he set off for Bethlehem, following the angel. When he got to Bethlehem, things were really busy. There were a lot of people around. And he saw, over in the distance, he saw a stable. And he goes, ah, that's a place for me. I'm sure there's some other animals that'll cozy up and let me stay there. But when he got to the stable, the light from the stable was very different, and he felt very different inside and very special. There were some other sheep and some shepherds and some other critters around. He looked at the angel and he said, what am I supposed to do? And the angel said, believe that God is with you. God will be right with you. Go forward, look into the stable. So Millwood, yes, tip-hooved, because he has hooves too. He tip-hooved around, and he looked in, and he saw the little baby, and he just couldn't believe that a little baby was born in a stable. It's not possible, he thought. And then he listened to people talking about this child, and that angels had brought people to see this child. And he was amazed. He knew that one day this baby would be the greatest shepherd of all. And Millwood knew that he wanted to be this shepherd's sheep. Right. And he realized also at that moment that sometimes dreams are important, and even sometimes dreams come true. So he made the decision, and he went back to his flock, and he decided he would no longer keep his stories and his dreams to himself, because he knew that they were important and that God wanted him to tell them. Millwood also knew that he needed to dream big, and he needed to know he was special, and he needed to claim that and not worry about what other people thought about him, because he knew he was doing what he was supposed to do and what God created him to do. Millwood knew that he would dream big. He knew that Jesus was always with him. And he knew that he always had to remember that this little baby was born in a stable. And at that moment, the impossible was made possible. So you got, you can keep Mortimer if you want, and you can keep Wilhelmina with you. You want to keep her with you? Okay, you can go sit. I'm going to say one little more. You can stay if you want. Because here's what I want to say, okay, because this is really, really important. All of us are God's sheep. God is our shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He watches over us and he keeps us. And we look forward in the year ahead. And during that year ahead, I pray that we will all follow the way of love. That we will be the person that God made us to be. That we will love ourselves and one another. To be kind, even in the face of unkindness. To love, even in the face of dissension. To forgive others as God forgives us. I invite you to treasure the words of the gospel reading that you heard tonight and keep them in your heart. Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Tonight, the impossible becomes possible. Amen. Keep them.